trap him, catch a snake.
And him no go catch him rat, him no get security.
And him trap him, catch him bird.
All right, you are back listening to Radio Autonomía, Zapatismo in the Bay on Berkeley Liberation Radio 104.1. And we're going to move on to a kind of synopsis of some of the communiques from the Zapatistas recently. And DJ Plebe wrote this, and we're going to start reading this, just so you know it's a text. So, as we reported last month, at the end of December of 2012, the Zapatistas defied claims of their disappearance from Mexican politics by carrying out an unexpected and massive action in which some 40,000 mas compañeros and compañeras marched silently into the occupied, for one day, various cities across the state of Chiapas. In conjunction with this action, the EZLN website published statements alluding to the release of a series of important communiques in the near future. On January 20th, these communiques, written by Subcomandante Marcos, began to appear. The statements are divided into parts. As of the beginning of February, five parts plus a postscript have been released, and they share the common title, Ellos y Nosotros, that is, them and us. What we're going to do here is a quick summary of some of the most important points laid out in these new communiques. The most important piece, as part of the five, them and us, indicates, is a reformulation or reconfiguration of La Sexta, which could be seen as the sort of umbrella under which individuals, collectives, and organizations had come together as part of La Otra, or the other campaign, beginning with the publication of the sixth declaration of the Lacandon Jungle in July 2005. There are several pieces of the reformulation. In a section titled The Time of No, The Time of Yes, Marcos writes that what convoked us in the six was the rebellious, heretic, rude, irreverent, bothersome, and uncomfortable no. That no has helped La Sexta identify and map the system of domination at work in Mexico and the world. That system is capitalism, and it operates continually through what the Zapatistas call its four wheels: exploitation, plundering, repression, and scorn. But it also operates on the basis of hierarchy, which separates los de arriba from los de abajo, those who are above and those who are below, those who have and those who do not, that is, those who have because they take from those who do not. Or to return to the title of the communiques, them and us. This insuperable divide forces us to recognize the danger of calls for unity in forms like citizenship, for example. These identities are dangerous because they try to smooth over without actually resolving the tensions, conflicts, and even violence that structures the divide. Marcos writes, the citizen of above and the citizen of below don't have anything in common, and yes, everything opposite and contradictory. If the sexta was convoked in the spirit of no, Marcos suggests that now it is time for the construction of the yeses. The no says that the world doesn't have to be this way, while the yes wonders what those others might look like. How is it that other way? The other world? That other society that we imagine? That we want? That we need? What needs to be done? With whom?
The communique then goes into a list of the individuals and groups that the Zapatistas will, quote, no longer walk together with. Those who tried to use La Otra for their own political gain. Those fickle friends who hop from one mobilization to another, seduced by the masses, to get over their own inability to generate anything themselves, end quote. Those who show up when there's stages, good press, and attention, but disappear when it's time to do work that isn't sexy, but is necessary. Those who are professional activists, who look down on any movement that doesn't end in an assembly led by them. Those who, more concretely, complained that the EZLN put a hold on the caravan around the country back in 2006 after the violent repression at Atenco because, quote, they had already programmed their events, end quote. Marcos writes, we will no longer walk together with them. The communique ends with a number of important points. The first is a reformulation of the relations between La Sexta and La Zeta Internacional, between adherents to the Sexta in Mexico and those who, like the Radio Autonomía Collective, formed part of an ambiguous international body that both is and is not quite part of La Sexta. From now on, we are all the sexta. Another point that's worth mentioning is a small but interesting shift regarding Zapatista communications. From now on, the EZLN communications proposing organizational, political, and dissemination initiatives will be exclusively for those who have requested them and who we have accepted. They will be sent by email to those specific addresses. They'll also be posted on the EZLN website, but the site will have a password that will be continually changed. "We'll get you that password somehow," writes Marcos, "but it will be easy to deduce for those who read with attention that which is visible, and for those who have learned to decipher the feelings that become letters in our word." Finally, the communique notes that there will be an invitation to travel to Zapatista territory in the near future. The postscript, which was released 3 days later, suggests that this gathering will take place next August to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the formations of the Juntas de Buen Gobierno, or Good Government Councils, in Zapatista autonomous communities. The statement concludes by mentioning that there will be a small fiesta, and that at this time of year, it rains a lot, and that here, in addition to dignity, the one thing we have in abundance is mud. So those who come should bring what they need, not to end up turning to the color of the earth. To check out the communiques for yourself, see the EZLN webpage at enlacesapatista.ezln.org.mx. For the original Spanish, and Kristen Bricker's blog at mywordismyweapon.blogspot.com for English translations.